For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.
A lot of people who give will tell a story of how somebody else's support made their education possible. And I just admire their generosity.
Texas Tech President Lawrence Skouvenek recently detailed the fundraising initiative currently underway at the university. Inside Texas Tech sat down with Skouvenek to talk about philanthropy. He says this year's fundraising goal is to bring in more than $100 million, about $10 million more than last year. He also says he will travel more to speak with alumni and corporations. The process started simply. Each of Texas Tech's 13 deans met individually with the vice presidents of institutional advancement for Texas Tech and for the system. Together, they looked at the specific college's six-year history of fundraising, and based on that, a strategic plan was devised and a goal set.
They're ambitious goals, no doubt, very ambitious. Offhand, I don't remember the exact number, but I think for Texas Tech, we're looking at a figure of over $100 million. Last year, we were right at 90, and the year before, we were at like 105. So going forward, you know, we always want to stay above that $100 million level.
Paul Herring, Texas Tech's first and newly minted vice president for university advancement, will play a sizable role in the fundraising effort. Skouvenek says his appointment in October came in part because the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools said it was a standard the university needed to meet. The university's deans are the drivers, Skouvenek says.
The primary drivers in fundraising are the deans. They're the most important cogs in the wheel. Deans spend a lot of their time out there fundraising. It's just kind of a cultural thing at universities. It would be the president and the deans. At Texas Tech, it was the deans and the chancellor. Now it's going to be the president, the chancellor, and the deans.
Fundraising dollars come in various amounts. Recently, Skouvenek says, he signed 10 gift agreements with individual donors that range from $10,000 to $200,000. He also not long ago cemented a gift from a foundation tied to AT&T at a meeting in Fort Worth. He also pointed to Dusty Womble's $10 million gift that will go toward building a $23 million standalone basketball practice facility. And he says there will soon be another announcement about a very large gift to the university.
Texas Tech has always excelled in the area of fundraising. If you were to look at data that's compiled by the Center for Measuring University Performances, we have three top 50 rankings. Two are in areas related to giving. Our endowment places us 59th among the publics. We are also in the top 50 in terms of giving, the number of alumni who give. So Texas Tech has a strong history of philanthropic support. And so Paul will have greater oversight of Texas Tech University's efforts to raise funds. And I will also be more involved than presidents have ever been in the past.
The university's 28 development officers will look at potential for giving, utilizing data compiled through the years. Skouvenek says alums from the engineering and business schools have the greatest potential for giving, and additionally, the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural History and human sciences have a strong history of giving. But Skouvenek, who says he will spend 30% of his time on the road fundraising, is continually surprised by those who give back to their university.
You can't really categorize easily the pattern and the motivations for giving. It's all over the place.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney on KTTZ FM 89.1, Texas Tech Public Media.